We've got machines we invent and learn how to build that can stir the cement for giant holes to be filled with a balance of minerals, liquid and anthracite, through trial and error at a particular Fahrenheit. So why can't there be some kind of mighty machine to fight feelings? They're just feelings. We got blueprints for rockets that defeat gravitation with combustion hydraulics and discrete calculation of where the Karman line snaps and the sound wave convulses to blast through gaps in the armor of the magnetic pulses like a fist through a screen. So where is this machine to fight feeling? They're just little feelings. In boxes and tubes we fight the cold and the heat with square numbers and cubes to decisive defeat, setting digital dials in fractions each can agree on, in hot orange spirals or in wintergreen freon, spewing atoms or ice. But where do they have the device that fights feelings? They're just stupid feelings. Just as the Grand Coulee Dam nearly begun as a dream, one day a bike helmet cam grew from the era of steam. So maybe some magic time constructions we are not aware of will just pluck through your mind. Just one more task to take care of. Can't something help fight against this old pathetic condition where I'm somehow defenseless just against words or a vision? If they're so big and smart, why can't they start making stuff to fight feelings? They're just little feelings. Now that there's lasers and beams, let's build amazing machines to fight feelings. There's just a few feelings, a few lousy feelings, a few stupid feelings, a few little feelings. Why can't they fight feelings?